Time for another Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Witte, and they're in the studio. They're in the studio
John
today.
John is with me today.
Yeah, yay! It's kind of been a while.
Welcome back, John.
Yes, good to be back.
You've been really busy, I understand.
Yeah, and it seems like Tuesdays have been kind of filling up before I can get the show on my schedule, so here we are.
Yeah. All right, well, glad to have you back.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I've been listening very, you know.
Did you
faithfully.
Listen? Did you listen last week when we talked about iPhones and Android phones?
I did, yeah. And maybe we should sit farther apart here. Android versus Apple here. My dirty secret is out. I'm an Apple guy.
Your wife always comes up with great subjects, and that was a great one last week.
It was.
I had a lady stop me in Canby and said, "Hey, are you Paul?" I go, "Yep." She goes, "Well, you and that lady do that show?" She goes, "Thank you for sticking up for Android phone."
Yay, Android.
Yep. It's
you're in the minority in this room today.
I am feeling a little, you know, before, uncomfortable.
Before I begin, why do you like your iPhone, John? Why don't you want an Android?
See, the thing is, Paul, he really doesn't like it.
I grumble about it, but it's what I know, and it's all my data has been on there forever, and so I don't want to go through the change.
You don't like change.
I do not like change.
That's the main reason.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm kind of in the boat. That's why I don't switch to iPhone.
Yeah.
I don't like change.
Right.
Well, that was a great.
That was fun.
So, yeah. I enjoyed listening.
And thanks for everybody for commenting on social media about it and things like that.
Absolutely.
What are you talking about today?
Well, today we are talking about Christmas is coming. So
it is?
It is.
Oh, man.
This weekend, if you're not ready.
I better do some shopping.
Well, I have a couple of printers and laptops in ready to go if you need a quick present. But more so, I want to talk about after Christmas. If you get gifts and you need help with them in the technology field, come on in and we'll give you a hand. A lot of people will get things like those digital photo frames. Maybe, and they need to be hooked up to the internet, and they don't know how to do that.
We have a couple of them in our home.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they automatically can send pictures to it.
Yep.
Yeah, those are really neat. But I've helped a couple people set those up that just didn't know how to do it. Oh. And
they're kind of cool, actually. You can when I take a picture of my cell phone, I send it to that digital camera sitting in our living room.
It's great for grandparents who are out of town or in another state or whatever,
yeah.
too.
That's yeah, you can send it to the people that have those, too, like our family does. So you always get these new pictures flashing up when you're sitting watching TV and stuff.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, things like that, or if you get a tablet or a new phone or computer or whatever, or
wireless,
maybe a Fitbit.
Router or something,
anything like that. If you need help getting those connected to what you have, or you need to get set up on different services or whatever, we can help with that.
Well, great. That's a lot of people need some help, including me.
And
you get a lot of people calling you and coming in with questions and help like that all the time, don't
all
you?
The time, yeah. And I do home
that's
visits
what you're there
as well.
For.
Yep.
Home visits too, awesome.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So sometimes people have, just can't get out. It's not easy for them to get out and about. So if I can come to their house, and if it's a wireless router type thing, anything to do with their internet, I have to be in the home to do that.
So. Okay. What other things before the holidays? John, what do you got going on?
Well, I've got quite a few more visits, and this is kind of a little break from schools. And so the schools that I do tech for, it's a little shorter this year, and it goes just basically next week is the time. But some of these little projects that I don't want to do to, take people down while I'm there during the regular school time, it's a good time for me to do some of these updates. And
yeah,
same with some
sometimes
businesses.
Sometimes when we go into businesses, everything else kind of has to stop and wait for us to finish.
Yeah. So early morning, late at night, or, weekends or when there's a break. That's so usually when I get a chance to get some of these projects caught up on and things like that. So,
what other services do Rural Solutions have in Madison here? What other things you do? You sell?
We sell computers.
Laptops?
We sell laptops, monitors, all the peripherals that you might need. We sell HP ink cartridges, and I can get you pretty much anything you need. I have a lot of cables on hand, things like that, just miscellaneous stuff. Yeah.
I think, isn't that, John, don't you always say this? The first of the year is always the time to clean up your computer? Or
I usually go a little after that. After the winter or the Christmas time rush, you know, it keeps us going through January pretty busy. But then February, you start getting some nice days before it's too nice and you don't want to be in the house anymore. Mm-hmm. That's a good time. I call it spring cleaning. And to get stuff just cleaned up and running top speed again before summer comes.
I know I brought my tower in to you guys before, and you've cleaned it up and dusted it off.
Yeah, physically we dusted it off.
It's amazing how much lint or get in those computers.
Yeah, well, those the fans pull in the air to cool off the parts, and so they're pulling in all that dust too.
And we have a lot of people that come in annually for that, to keep things running good. And boy, those computers
just
last.
Just doing updates and running virus scans and get them running faster and better.
And they last longer. I mean, there's no question about that. Yeah. Every time we open one up that has burned out, what we call prematurely, you know, we think, and you open it up, oh, I see, you know. They must have a cat in the house. Or, you know, you just kind of can tell things when you open up the machine. But we don't judge anybody. Some people get really embarrassed when
it's like when you move your dryer, when the dryer guy comes and you got all that. It's all there. We all have it, guys.
Don't be embarrassed. Awesome. I should bring mine in. Mine needs a tune-up, so mine's starting to start slow. Doesn't start fast like it used to.
Yeah.
What causes that? Too much stuff on it?
Well, when Windows does updates, they turn on a lot of default things that
you don't really need,
that we maybe turned off before, because I always turn off a lot of stuff for my customers, notifications and startup programs and things like that. And I take out programs that aren't needed, apps and programs that aren't needed. And Windows will put that back in from time to time. Okay. And so, you know, you'll have a faster startup when you get rid of some of that stuff.
I think more and more Windows is getting to be more like the Apple of phones. You know, when the updates are, they seem to be break. We had a business that had some problems with some main software that they have. And here, some settings we had to tell it to always have these services running when it starts up. No, they were turned off. That was just this morning.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, the only thing that could have done this is
Windows updates. Yeah. Okay.
All right, we have a few minutes here, but I'm excited for next week's show. We want to spend some time talking about next week's show because you won't want to miss next week's show. Why, Teresa?
Well, next week we get to judge John. It is
the one day of the year.
The one day of the year. We review his prognostications from the year before, and we'll see how he did in 2023.
Yeah.
Yep, and John, well, let our listeners know, every year at this time we do this.
Yep.
We've done it for many years.
Yeah.
Where John predicts what's going to happen in the technology world in 2024.
Right.
Yeah.
So next week we're going to look back and see what he predicted for 2023 and see if he was right or wrong.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then do you remember any of the predictions? I don't have it in front of me here.
Well, I don't remember a lot of them, but I do remember that I did not think that the AI, artificial intelligence, was going to pick up, you know, so much, or at least national attention. You know, I mean, it's been around, but it's really, the technology's gotten cheap enough now where people can afford it, and that's why it's picking up. And I didn't see that one coming, but
so he's going to have a low mark in that area.
We'll talk about that. We'll have a lot to talk about. We might have to do two shows.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. So we'll get it crunched in there.
Are you nervous about what you?
I'm confident. You know,
what grade did we give him last year, Teresa?
He did pretty good last year, if I remember.
B+, I think that's what you gave me.
Good. All right, so tune in next week. That'll be fun.
Yeah, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
Yes, indeed.
All right, and where are you located and when you open?
We are...
Holiday hours, you're closed, I'm guessing.
Yes, we'll be closed from, just Saturday through Monday. So we'll be open on Friday if you have any last-minute needs. But we are right on Main Street, Madison, and you can come and see us. We're across from United Prairie Bank, or you can give us a call at 320-698-4747
or you can send us an email, support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right, real good. And you guys have a Merry Christmas, too.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, thanks, John and Teresa. And that's our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.